Well, that, of course, the unmistakable sound of Felix Cavalieri and the Rascals, one of their three number one songs. They racked up so many great hits in the 1960s and 70s, members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Felix, who wrote a wonderful memoir that we talked about last year when he joined us, called Memoir of a Rascal, has got a brand new album out. It is terrific. It's called Then and Now. And we are joined by the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Felix Cavalieri, to talk all about it. Felix, good to see you. Nice to talk with you again.
How are you, Rich? Good to see you as well.
Well, it's so exciting to have this new music out there. The last time we talked with you, the book was coming out, Memoir of a Rascal, but now some brand new music. What inspired you to do this first new solo album in about three decades?
Well, you know, we started this album with a premise to take five songs that influenced me and re-record those and write five new songs. And we started it before there was this thing called the pandemic. So we actually went into a studio, recorded the basic tracks, and then all hell broke loose. So we said, oh boy, well, thank goodness we've got these lovely computers now where we can make music, because now we can finish it. So we finished it, you know, kind of like this, basically on a Zoom basis, where we can, you know, record our instruments and bring them over to a headquarters, just like you're doing here. And, you know, it came out really quite well, and it helped us pass the time, and it was a labor of love.
Well, the first single that's been released, Soul Love, man, what a great song, and what a terrific vocal that is.
Well, as I say, you know, when you're locked up in your cage, you know, it's really great to be able to make music. I think that, you know, a lot of that joy came through the microphone.
I love your version of the great Clarence Carter hit Slip Away. That has got such a great groove on it.
Well, you know, as I say, I tried to emulate the talent that put those things together, those wonderful songs. And I had heard that song many years back at Atlantic Records. You know, that was also on Atlantic Records, and so were we. So I'm glad you like it. That's great. Thank you.
And a terrific version of the Lieber and Stoller classic. So many people have done it, but you turned Spanish Harlem into a Felix Cavalieri song.
Well, I mean, that's quite a compliment. Following Benny King is almost impossible. Benny was a dear friend, one of the finest singers I've ever heard. I was really, really influenced by him. You know, and if your audience does not know all of the Benny King history, you know, going back to the, not only as a solo artist, but as a drifter, you should check him out.
We're talking with Felix Cavalieri here on Downtown. The brand new album is called Then and Now. I think, well, I don't know. I got so many favorites on the album, but Get On Home is so much fun.
Oh, well, good. Well, there's a gentleman down here by the name of Steve Wariner, who I met at the Musicians Hall of Fame down here.
We got inducted. The country singer and guitarist?
Correct.
Yeah, great guy. He's been on our show before.
And he's a great guy. He's a great talent. So we collaborated. And you see, I'm in Nashville, and that's what happens down in Nashville. You have people who are, you know, I won't say pure country, but pretty darn down-home stuff with an R&B guy. And that's what comes out.
Well, that one's a lot of fun. And Marianne is a wonderful song.
Yeah, I don't know how many of your audience knows that, but that's one of the Ray Charles classics that really resonated with me, because not only was he a great kind of a piano player, but he also was a very powerful musician with orchestras, did albums with Count Basie and Duke Ellington's people, and the horns were just great.
Well, this is such a good album. Where I assume there were a few that maybe didn't make the cut. Could we see more of these Then and Now songs down the road?
I hope so. You know, basically, I hope if this is well received, I know that my band, who really recorded most of this with me, would love to do some more.
What do you do anything special, Felix, to keep that wonderful instrument of yours sounding so good?
I eat a lot of good food.
That'll do it.
Yeah, we you know, basically, you have to really be thankful and blessed that you can still do it, because a lot of people can't, you know. So I don't take that for granted. I really try to take good care of myself.
Well, your generation of performers, So many of them who can are still out there and performing. Do you take inspiration, in your case, from the old R&B guys who said, retire from what? I'm playing for a living. I'm going to keep playing as long as I can.
Well, I know a lot of people in a lot of professions that are, when they do retire, they're kind of sorry they did. You say, well, what am I supposed to do now? You know, I mean, I'm, you know, I can only take out the garbage so many days, you know, I mean, that's it. Yeah, no, I think that as long as the people want to hear you, and as long as you can do it and do it healthy and, you know, like sound good, I'd like to keep going. Sure.
I see you've been doing some dates recently with your old bandmate, Gene Cornish. What's that been like?
Well, you know, it's been interesting, you know, trying to get him back on his feet. And, you know, he's coming out there and singing. I'm playing. And, you know, I just wish him the very best. You got to keep up your health. You know, he's had a tough time.
And he talked about it in his book. You talked about it as well. Any band, any group that's so close, you're going to have some differences along the way. But when it comes to the music and those roots and the work that you did together, you guys are like brothers in many ways.
Yeah, we lost our drummer. We lost Dino Danelli this year. And Eddie is really not working. He hasn't worked in quite a while. But those of us that want to work, you know, we'll just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, and your music, the music of the Rascals, all these years later, it sounds absolutely as fresh as it did all those years ago. And we've talked with you about it. It starts with great songs, but also terrific performances and production that never, ever sounds dated.
Atlantic Records provided the facility and the talent behind the boards, behind the scene, in the studio. It was something I'll always be thankful for.
And you had some options along the way, but how important was it for you to have that opportunity to be on that label specifically?
Well, they were the only label that allowed me, us, to produce ourselves. I didn't want anybody taking over the helm. You know, we had a lot of people that would have, you know, changed our sound to be their sound. And I wanted to keep our sound. They were the only ones that allowed that to happen.
I was looking at some numbers the other day, and still Timepiece, that greatest hits album, it still bounces into the Billboard charts even today on a regular basis, and will show up in the top 200.
Yeah, the greatest hits albums, usually, like, you know, people like to get them all at one place, you know, but that's been a good perennial for us.
Of all those Rascal songs, is there one more than any of the others that you love performing these days?
Well, it all depends. You know, like, as I say, it's kind of like saying, which one of your kids do you like? Well,
right.
This week it's, you know, they're all fun. People got to be free. You know, I take a lot of liberties in the middle of People Got to Be Free. And so basically I can stretch that thing out. So I have a good time with that one.
And the new album, Then and Now, you co-produced that as well. Do you love being there in the studio, creating just that perfect sound?
Yeah, I always did enjoy the studios, even though it's home studio at this point.
Right.
I really did. And Steve Warren also has a beautiful studio down here. Spent some time in that. Although, as I say, this was during COVID. We were kind of limited to my home, our homes. But as it eased up, we got out. There's nothing like a real studio. I mean, with all due respect, you know, to the home recordings, there's nothing like a real multi-million-dollar studio.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that collaboration with you and Steve, and I feel like in a lot of ways there are some great similarities between country music, the real country music, back in the 60s and 70s, and some of those R&B songs too. And there were so many people. Well, Ray Charles, who had one of his biggest albums, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people don't know about that album. That was a pretty darn good album. Absolutely.
Well, Felix,
yeah.
It's
well,
so great.
Don't forget, the South is Memphis and Nashville, yeah. Man. That's and of course, Georgia. You know, you got James Brown, Otis Redding coming from here, you know, Little Richard coming from here, Chuck Berry. You know, I mean, everybody should know the South is alive and well.
Great to have new music from you. The album is called Then and Now, sounding better than ever. Felix Cavallari, so good to talk with you again on the show. Welcome back. We wish you continued health and success, and hope the album does so well for you.
Well, Rich, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Great speaking to you again.
Felix Cavalieri, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, brand new album called Then and Now. And it's terrific, too. Great to have Felix on with us here on Downtown as we work our way through this Monday afternoon. Rich Gimble with you.